Welcome. It's nice to see you back again. Welcome to the Cupertino Symphonic Band Annual Spring Concert. My name is Robert Miller, and I'm going to be your announcer for this concert. Before we get started, I'd like to make a couple of announcements. First, we, the West Valley Community Service, appreciate the donations of non-perishable food items for those in need. Now, we don't have the red bins that we normally have out here, but if you have something to drop off, you can drop it off right at the table right outside, okay? And second, as you probably heard in the past, we are a not-for-profit organization. We do appreciate your monetary donations. And for any of you that have not been here before, we have Tubi over here by the column. You can see the tuba. That's Tubi. And you can drop your donations into Tubi as you come back and forth at the intermission and what have you. We certainly appreciate that, okay? We're also offering refreshments at intermission in the lobby, in the entryway. And all proceeds from that go to the Cupertino Symphonic Band. We thank you for your support. And now on to our concert. We've got quite a nice presentation for you today. Our first piece is Esprit de Corps by Robert Jagger. Esprit de Corps is the second Robert Jagger work commissioned by the United States Marine Band, the first one being Tableau. Based on the Marines' hymn, Esprit de Corps is a kind of fantasy march, as well as a tribute to the United States Marine Band. It is also the composer's salute to the Marine Corps in general. Full of energy and drama, the composition has its solemn moments and its lighter moments. The composer intends that this work should display the fervor and virtuosity of the Marine Band and the musical spirit and integrity of their conductor, now retired Colonel John R. Bourgeois. Robert Jagger was born in Binghamton, New York on August 25, 1939. From 1962 to 1965, he was a ranger and composer for the U.S. Navy Armed Forces School of Music. He completed his studies and graduated from the University of Michigan in 1968. He finished his career as a professor at Tennessee Technological University, from which he retired in 2001. In his career, Jagger has received numerous honors for his works, including being the only three-time winner of the American Bandmasters Association Oswald Composition Award, 1964, 1968, and 1972. His experiences include being a guest conductor and teacher in various countries, such as Canada, Japan, England, France, and Germany, and in many cities within the United States. I now give you the Cupertino Symphonic Band. Thank you. Quite an opening. Our next piece, Australian Upcountry Tune by Percy Granger, was arranged for band by G.C. Bainham. Percy Alridge Granger, was an Australian-born composer, arranger, and pianist. In the course of a long and innovative career, he played a prominent role in reviving interest in British folk music in the early 20th century. The piece you're about to hear is based on a choral version that Granger wrote in 1928. In composing it, he said, "I had wished to voice Australian upcountry feeling as Stephen Foster had with American countryside feelings in his songs." It is a choral piece without words and was first sung at his wedding in August 1928 at the Hollywood Bowl. The arranger, Glenn Cliff Rusty Bainham, was born on January 6, 1888, in Olney, Illinois. Bainham worked as a high school and junior college band instructor before becoming a professor of music, director of bands, and director of the glee clubs at Northwestern University in 1926. Bainham retired in 1953 and left many compositions and transcripts for concert band.
Thank you.
Our next piece, Dances with Wolves, composed by John Barry and arranged by Jay Bocook for band. John Barry was an English composer and conductor of film music. He composed the soundtracks for 11 of the James Bond films between 1963 and 1987, and wrote the scores to the award-winning films Midnight Cowboy, Dances with Wolves, and Out of Africa, in a career spanning over 50 years. Jay Bocook's medley from the Oscar-winning soundtrack by veteran film composer John Barry includes the themes Looks Like a Suicide, the John Dunbar theme, Journey to Fort Sedgwick, Pawnee Attack, the Love theme, the Buffalo Hunt, and Farewell and End Title.
Thank you.
Well, we conclude our first half of the program with Divertimento for Band, composed by Vincent Persichetti. Divertimento was premiered by the Goldman Band on June 6, 1950, with the composer conducting. Now, for those of you who didn't major in music, a divertimento is merely a piece that has different themes that run through it. And I'll talk more about the themes of this particular divertimento in just a moment. Mr. Persichetti started his composition during the summer of 1949 in El Dorado, Kansas. In stories related to various sources, Persichetti began writing the work with a clash between choirs of woodwinds and brass, with a timpani arguing with them. After looking at this, he realized that the strings were just not going to become a part of this piece. In an article from 1981, Mr. Persichetti stated, "I soon realized the strings weren't going to enter, and my divertimento began to take shape." Many people call this ensemble band. I know that composers are often frightened away by the sound of the word band because of certain qualities long associated with this medium. Rusty trumpets, consumptive flutes, wheezy oboes, disintegrating clarinets, fumbling yet amiable baton wavers, and gum-coated park benches. Now, editorial comment, you notice you don't find any of these adjectives defining the Cupertino Symphonic Band. And that, of course, is because of your donations to Tubi. Let's remember that as we go on, okay? If you couple these conditions, and Mr. Persichetti went on to say, if you couple these conditions with transfigurations and disfigurations of works originally conceived for orchestra, you create a sound experience that's as nearly excruciating as a six-string quartet playing a dilettante's arrangement of a 19th-century piano sonata. When composers think of the band as a huge, supple ensemble of winds and percussion, the obnoxious fat will drain off and creative ideas will flourish. This particular divertimento consists of six movements: prologue, song, dance, burlesque, soliloquy, and march. I give you the Cupertino Symphonic Band. Thank you. Before we break for intermission, thanks to all of you who bought canned goods to donate to West Valley Community Services. The Cupertino Symphonic Band has been sponsoring West Valley Community Services for many years and is grateful for your support. Also, a reminder, again, that CSB is a nonprofit organization and appreciates your monetary donations. Please pass your donations in Tubi as you pass by. If there happens to be a line at Tubi, you can put it in as you come back in. We're going to take about a 15-minute intermission here, and it's 3:44, so we'll come back at 3:59. How's that? Refreshments are available in the lobby for purchase, and the proceeds do go directly to the band. Please return to your seats in time to enjoy the conclusion of our performance with the Cupertino Symphonic Band. Thank you. Okay. If you are ready to participate in part two of today's adventure, we have a special treat for you today. As we start our second half, I'd like you to welcome the Cupertino Symphonic Band's Saxophone Quartet. Thank you. Bravo. Well, I trust that everyone was able to get the refreshments okay. I hope everyone was able to find Tubi okay. Now, we're going to kick off our second half of the program with a piece called Procession of the Sawdog from the Caucasian Sketches by Nikolai Impolitov Ivanov, arranged for band by Calvin Custer. The Procession of the Sawdog is the finale of the Caucasian Sketches composition. It is a military march worthy of a commander of a legion of fierce soldiery. Perhaps returning home following battle, the Sardar leader, followed by all of his army, stepping proudly after a glorious victory. He's entering the city before a worshiping throng, pomp at its highest, and a fitting climax to a most colorful orchestral vision of the Orient. I give you Jason McChristian. And the Cupertino Symphonic Band. Thank you. Thank you. Our next piece is called Perth Sheer Majesty, composed by Samuel R. Hazo. Perth Sheer Majesty was commissioned in January 2003 by the Terra Winds of Atlanta, Georgia. According to the composer, and I quote Mr. Hazo, "The graciousness of the Terra Winds members predetermined the lush feel of this composition, but I still had to pinpoint a style in which to write. When I found out that the conductor of the Terra Winds, David Gregory, his ancestry led back to County Perthshire in Scotland, the style was set. Perthshire Majesty, a Scottish ballad for wind band, was written for my friends in the Terra Winds of Atlanta, Georgia, conducted by my dear friend, Mr. David Gregory, president of the National Band Association. This composition was the winner of the 2003 National Band Association William D. Ravelli Memorial Composition Contest. I give you CSB.